We're holding here in Amud Tzadik. Tzeilmat, the shtickle on Tzeilmat. That's the next shtickle that there's an Indian here. Yeshachal is boine. Eichiniach. So it says here, Tzeilmat, not Bikish Lov Maram, and Lassa Yaakov Avinu. Lish is boine, Eichiniach, Masharotza, Ace of Lassa Yaakov, Vishab Lov Narami. Lamaise, if you're looking for the person that is the most opposite of Esav, you're looking for Lot. That's the always the most opposite of Yaakov, the one that hates him, is out to get him, is Esav. But why did he pick Lovan? For his school, Lovan Ram Yashrotz Esav Lasi Yaakov Mivua Bekosov. But it's a Lovan is Bar Bekosov. Secondly, what Esav wanted to do to Yaakov, there's dozens of psukim. What Lovan wanted to do, I mean, it just rumors that he wanted to do something bad. It doesn't say. She'ena das noisen she'asayne love on Yaakov v'siva klout. And why Bevan should love and want to hate Yaakov so much? Boy, it's his kids and his daughters. V'yoyma ki love and bikshlak sakoil. V'yoyson love mashom al paroi. And they even made him worse than paroi. She'paroi kamanosar kal schorim v'zeaf al abonois. U'maror v'senes al kol kachol lahagdom achshev es love l'niach as Esav sh'adibur mimenu. So why is it that Chazal wanted to push how bad Lovan was as opposed to Esav? It says Paroi only wants to make his chorim. It said he wanted to chase everybody. It doesn't say. Okay, so the Maral says here a Nekuda. He's master. There are two halves to what he's saying. In the second half, where he speaks about the teichen of Lovan, he's be'etzem very much master. Doesn't mention it too much. And on the bottom, I have in the Ksav Yad, he has a lot more mayach. Let's first see the first nekuda he speaks about, and then the first nekuda is generally speaking, what does it mean? The worst enemy. Da ki b'mayim azeh golu dvarim harbi me'oid. Boifin klali, any time you have a seine, there's a reason why. There's a place where the Maral is mechalek between oivim and seinim, that he says an oiv is somebody that hates you for a reason, and a seine is somebody that hates you without a reason. But he's not distinguishing the word seinim oyev. He says Kalal Yisrael is the only one that has seinim without a siba. V'zedaf gib Yisrael, and this is only shayach in Kalal Yisrael. She'umes ha'olam sein ehem mi bli she'oslem dova v'yavis nagdus lahem. Umes ha'olam are seinim Kalal Yisrael for no reason, even though they didn't do anything. Ovreches Rabba Pash has told us shnei goyim sein ehem de goyim bebitnech. It's interesting because here Esav is also mentioned. Now, I want to explain one point. When he says that there is no reason for it, there's no such thing that there's no reason for it. If there's no reason for it, then it doesn't mean anything to us. There's no reason. What he means is there is no side reason. Lamarshal, if two countries are fighting over a piece of property, that's a reason. If two countries are fighting over who should pay tax to whom, that's a reason. In Yonim, a reason in the sense that there is a side point, that the reason why Reuven hates Shimon is because he would like Shimon's apartment, so he doesn't hate Shimon. He wants Shimon's apartment, and then they would like Shimon to move out. A person who wants Shimon to work for him. So it's not the pshat that he's fighting Shimon as a soine. It's just Shimon is the workforce that he needs, and so on. So all umas ha'olam between themselves, their sinna is only for a third reason. There can't be. We'll see in a second why not. There can't be a sinna for anything but another reason. Everything is either it's possession of one type or another, and the other person is seen as the one that has it, or the one that could have it, or the one that's stirring you from having it. But that's the mitzvah of a relationship of seinim to umas ha'olam. If we're trying to identify two people that are the most strongly misnagged to Kaisel that you can't find a reason, Esav has a good reason for it. I mean, Esav felt cheated. Esav was cheated out of his brachas. Esav and Yaakov was an either situation. One would get the b'chayra, one would get nothing. You can't say that it's without a reason. The two that Klal Yisrael didn't do anything to them is Paroi and Lavan. Misha misnagzol b'yisim mikolf miblisi by Lavan u'Paroi. Kilei osu me'uma l'Paroi v'gozal schor v'zeu isnagzis miblisi b'shoslam davar. So Avoli says Masha oma Paroi orik charbi. So when Paroi said orik charbi zeloi her miblisi b'. That already was not put out of Siba. He thought Klal Yisrael was trying to run away, so he was basically trying to get his money back. He was trying to get his investment back, but when he was Gezal Ascharim, there wasn't any apparent reason. The sinner to Lavan also didn't have a siba. I mean, Maisi only gained from Yaakov. Verad of Achram. I mean, he only decided to be sweet, a sweet grandfather, when Akash Baruch Hu warned him that you should know that, you know, it's not going to be good if you start up with Yaakov. He became a grandfather and a father to his children and daughters only when he was threatened. From this is the diuk. Shrotzalakers akoros chorim nekevis. V'dovazay b'lisiba klal. Masha enkei be'esav shechoshav laros Yaakov. Hoyzeh b'shul siba shalokach b'chosay. Avl elu shnayim b'lisiba yizeh alafigah soch elu shnayim v'adachem. So the first point that the Maral is making is you have two types of opposition to Klal Yisrael. You have when there's a reason for it, and you have when there's no reason for it. And the two that Klal Yisrael never did anything to them, kilu. And they're the ones who started it, was Paroi before they ran away, and Lavan. Now, v'imtayim ha-mahoya siba sh'lovan ha-roitzi lakor, l'maisa, okay, you're right that there is no ulterior motive. So, adarabba, what is the etzem motive? I mean, we're not talking about Echmei, the Torah doesn't talk about Meshugoyim, that the mental case, that the Islam need to go out and kill somebody. You're talking about somebody that, adarabba, he's in a certain sense, he's the sharpest form of a Sinai, because his reasons go beyond Shalei Lishma. It's like Ava Lishma and Ava Shalei Lishma. This is Sinai Lishma and Sinai Shalei Lishma. Where's the Lishma of his Sinai? Vasvar noisin hefech zeh shia oyavoy shuchasanei. Min lamaise, he should have liked him because it was son-in-law. Kashetamik bedova zeh timtze inyan omek mo'it. If you'll think about it, you'll find a tremendous inyan over here. You have to understand Yaakov's ishtalsus and lovans. L'maisa the Maral does not explain it. He says, if you don't understand Yaakov's madrega and lovans madrega, you don't understand why it's rotsa lakas akur. And we please see why rotsa lovan lakur akur tamid. And as long as Yaakov was in his house, it was just the teva didn't allow it to happen. Ad shebaruch Yaakov avach lovin l'sayne v'nigla sinu sheisa etzim lovin Yaakov v'chol advar meil mal says him v'vorm g'doyle mo'id v'lulei sheroi l'katze m'vim rayis etzumu says I would bring a tremendous rayis klal adav v'chazal nu in dechach mo lovin aram. Now this, so basically the Maral leaves us in the dark over here. In the Maral wrote the Gvuras Hashem, he wrote it in at least two versions, one of which I reprinted Xaviad, I found Xaviad, and he explains his Mayrach a lot more than over here, and he crosses it out, and for some reason, I don't know, I can't figure out what things he didn't include, but this is one of the Nyanim that he didn't include. And if you take a look at the bottom, footnote 20, I reprinted the Xaviad, I'll try to summarize it. Let's just read one or two lines. Let's start from the beginning. Xaviat Hoisif. Vehu yedea shatsurois shehem benoise echod it probably should read Tzorim Zem Azeh Avurshli Yuvdalu. And let me explain, because this is really the point over here. There is in the Metzias of the Bria, you divide the Bria between Chaymer and Tzura. Everything in the Bria that's physical has two sections. It has the substance itself, and the way something that is sichlius is chal on it. The simplest muscle is you have a block of stone, you shape it into a statue, so the stone is the chaymer, and the tzura is the picture of the person. Now, it's very hard to explain. I mean, but the picture is etched in the stone. There is no picture unless there's stone there. But the stone itself, in itself, is not the picture. It's always the stone itself is the chetimtza to carry something that is above stone, to carry something that's an idea. A person takes pen and paper and he writes down an idea on pen and paper, so he has pen and paper which is physical. And the idea is ki'ilu a tzura on top of it. The brain and the mind. Without a brain, a person can't think. But a brain itself is not the entire mind. It's just a chetimtza for the tzura to be chal on it. V'chulu v'chulu. A person has an idea. So the idea being implemented, the thing on what you're implementing it is called chaima, which means substance, and the idea that is implemented is called tzura. In the lamashal, a zachar nekeva, the yachas of zachar nekeva, a thousand times Mal explains, and he's not the only one, is a yachas of chaima and tzura. The isha beteva is more of a makabel. She's influenced more easily. Nashon Daitin Kalois, they accept, like the Gemara says, Ma'isa Bisha Echas, Shoisa Nesua Lechochem Echad, and she used to be Koisha de Kesha Shaltil. She got married to a Muchsin, she was Koisha Le Kisha Muchsin. The Isha B'Teva is a Metzias that she's Mekabel, she is Chaymer that can be worked with. The Zohar imparts a certain tzura. This Derechaim, this Derechaim, this Derechaim. The idea of how life should be lived is a tzura, and it's imparted on the Chaim of Isha. That's the Zivuk of Zohar Nekeva. And the Zivuk of Zohar Nekeva, you have Eze Kenegdoi, because Be'etzim, there is a tension between Chaim and Tzura. Chaim doesn't like to be pushed, and Tzura and Tzura is shaping it. When you chisel out in stone a picture, the stone resists the chiseling, and you enforce the idea onto it. When a person's guf is his chaima, and his ideas and his ambitions are his tzura, there's a struggle, because the guf likes just being a guf, just laying around being a guf. The fact that you impose on it discipline and activities and stuff like that, you're imposing a tzura on that. So there is a hisnagdus of sort between chayma and tzura, but the hisnagdus reaches a sort of evening out, and it becomes one unit. Every tzura needs a chayma to be chalan. I mean, all the wonderful ideas in the neshama, if they're not imparted in any guf, if a person doesn't do anything, it's nothing. So the guf resists, the neshama pushes. And b'meila, a certain amount of tzura is chal on the chayma to guf. And sending with zachar keva, sending with all the tzuras and chayma, they be'etzim have a certain tension. That's the pshat eze kenegdan. There's the element of eze and kenegdan. It's a tension that imparts a certain tzura and malach on the chayma. When two tzuras are misnagged one to the other, then it's either or. It's a lebetrei lechazia. A woman could not be married to two men. A man could marry two women, because he could be just like, using the simplest muscle, you could stamp two pieces of paper with one seal, but you can't stamp one piece of paper with two seals, because the tzuris of the etzim ivat zetzer, a person could carve out six stones into a statue, each one in the same statue, but he can't carve one piece of stone into six statues. The metzias of tzura and tzura have no reconciliation. It's either or, either this tzura or this tzura. So that's why it's a lebetrei lechazi. A person can be noisy kamen noshim shereitza, because if, as long as he's capable of dealing with them, imagine how many mother-in-laws you have to deal with. But that's a pchina of maybe tzura being misnagah with tzura. But as far as the chaim and the tzura goes, if he's a bal hachi, he can impart tzura to so much pieces of chaim. Masha'enkein mitzat tzura is mevatel tzura. In the metzias of the world, roiv umas ha'olam achaymer, roiv umas ha'olam, and in koiches hanefesh, somebody once was magdir, it's very right. He said, people today, people used to be lohut, used to be lokui in gaiva. Today people are lokui in kovid. Gaiva and kovid are not the same thing in any sense of the word. Gaiva, kovid, is a nekeva. The pshat is you want to sit on a big dais and everybody should say wonderful things about you. That's the pshat is you want to be the chaima and do nothing and be a meshubach, a mefur, a mehulal, and so on. That's the yitzhar of kovid is like the Goyen says in Mishlei, in a thousand places in Mishlei, he says that there's two yitzhar, there's the yitzhar of menukh, the yitzhar of dukhra. The metzias of that yitzhar, the yitzhar of gaiva, is not that you want to stand up and everybody should say how wonderful you are. The yitzhar of gaiva is that you want to impose your sense of things on everything else. It's a much chesh of a midah than kovid. It might be a lot more destructive and a lot more annoying. Somebody who wants kovid is not a harmful person. Just park him up in the front and keep saying nice things about him. So it's not a destructive. It's not a midah. It's a very wimpy midah. It's a very wimpy midah. The midah of gaiva is the person doesn't need the kovid, but he wants to run things the way he wants to run them. That's a powerful midah, and it's a prina, it's a prina's zocher as far as it's a tzura to a chaimer. Umas ha'olam b'ifn klali, their metzias is taiva, their metzias is nus, their metzias is things like that. B'neila al pi roiv, their tzura is chaimer. Very few of the umas ha'olam are zel umas of klal Yisrael. And that is, and the umas that have a din of tzura, they are stira one to another. The Maral says it's all, when he speaks about it in Guraya one place, he brings a chazal that Amalek was nachshel klaisol, was metame klaisol with Mishkav Zohar. So he explains it, the pshat is, Mishkav Zohar means two tzuras are battling each other, who's going to be the tzura and who not. Mishkav Noshim is taiva. Mishkav Zohar is sinner. It's the pshat. There's a certain shailas who's going to be menatzeach whom. That's why he explains Amalek versus Yisrael. Lovin over here, he explains. Skip down a bit. Explains. So here in this whole shtick, he explains that two tzuras that oppose each other. There can't be two tzuras in one noisei. And on one object, a chalais of two tzuras attached to the sasri, and they cancel each other out. And then he says, the second page on the second line in the Haggah, V'yadua, he says, ki ha'uma mitzris is ha'uma mitzris. The Umma of the Mitzrayim have a certain hefeches to call Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was stuck on one piece of land, then therefore they were battling each other who should be Shoilet. In other words, they were opposites in Tzura only in one Eretz. Al benoisi echad hoye nimtze isnagdus. Lefikav gozal azcharim shem ikat Tzura Yisrael. Vahatzuris he meikoy zuesu b'mashem Tzuris. So lemaisa the gzeir was big on the zcharim, because the zachar is more of a Tzura, represents the Tzura rather than the keva. Lefikav gozal sabonim shem b'fat Tzuris nachshav yisman a kevis. Ukvar Amarnu, he says, Kol Atzuris Kimoishim Tzuris Meikos Zuasu. Tzuris B'Teva are a struggle, are antagonistic. Ke Afeichim Afeichim Ba'atzmo. Two things that are truly opposite are opposite in their very essence. The Atzmo Muatzura. And the essence of something is its Tzura, not its Choyme. Lachain Lo Yehoyaparim Isnagid Rakel Aschorim Shem Atzura. Vekashahoy Yaakov Bebeis Lov Nibonov. So in Yaakov, when he came to Beis Lavan, there was a sharper contrast than in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they were struggling as long as they were in one place. In Lavan and Bnei Yaakov was struggling because they were one family. And the question was, these bonus would get the tzura of Lavan or the tzura of Yaakov. Now, here he explains where the hefech is. So Maral says here is the kuda. Whenever the opposition to something comes about where you hit the Tzura rather than a Chayma, and when you're trying to pick up what pieces of the Tzura you affect the most, you have to pick what is the Etzem's, the person's most. If Yaakov's Mida was Emes and Lavan's Mida was Ramos, then the Pshat is the Hisnagdus is the Etzem, one or the other. You're talking about whose Metzias is going to be Shailet. So since Lavan and Yaakov are the exact opposite Tzurais, then b'meila there could not be a bigger sinner be'etzen than those two. I want to apply to something that we have a kesha to. When people speak about the Yichud of the Churban in Europe, people don't realize, the Tzaras, the Churban, this, that, that's true. But there was a certain nekuda that is unique in the sense of Ashgaf that gives over. Every suffering a Kaisel had until then went like this. Either people were fighting for the land, like the Arabs and the Jews, or the Jews were wealthy, the Goyim were Mekana, so they made a pogrom and got the money and got this. Or they were frustrated and held that the Jews were responsible for it and they killed the Jews. Or the Christians had a religion, and they were, and the fact that Kaisel is around is Kairi Tiger on it. So there was a sharper sin a little bit. But the Metzias that somebody would go, and the Muhammad that was a Kaisel wasn't a pogrom. They went to look for a Jew wherever he is. It's extraordinary in its Metzias. The pshat was, it wasn't a milchama, they were fighting the Jews about something. They were fighting, there was no clearer statement than he's fighting the Atzmis of Yisrael. I mean, people look at the Serbs and the Albanians. If the Albanians were living in New York, the Serbs would not have a havami to go to France to pick out Albanians to send them back to Serbia. They'd be more than happy. To live in France is wonderful. The fact that they went l'shma, to look out for Klal Yisrael and to find them b'chol mokam hashahim and to be mashmid them is because the etzem metzius of Yisrael is a stira. I mean, one of the inyanim that the Rashi Machshmai wrote, and again, I don't know, it's hard to separate what's the ranting of a madman, but he said that the Jews imposed two curses on humanity, mila on the guf, and a conscience on the neshama, and it's true. In other words, the shita, there was a certain shita of rishis that was a shita, like an al-chavuch ha-tichya be'etzim. And if Kalal Yisrael is the hefech of that, then the pshat is that person is a stira be'etzim. That's the pshat, the way we look at Amalek. Ein akisi shalom, ein Hashem shalom, ad sheimocha shmoi shal Amalek, is because the metzias, the things, the ultimate hatred is for something which is the opposite of what you are for. And we're talking about ideology. I mean, if you like music and someone doesn't like music, it's not a reason why you have to go to war with him. But something what you feel is your atzmius, as long as, from our standpoint, as long as there's a Amalek on the world, it's missing in Yichud Hashem. And from a Amalek standpoint, as long as there's a Shem Yisrael in the world, so it's a steer to his mitzvahs. So the Maral says, there are fights between two tzuras, is really the only real fight. Between two tzuras itself, it depends how deeply to the tzura are you going on. In the mashal, we're going to use a very simple mashal again. If I stamp something, there's the inside of the stamp, which says State Department of the United States, and they have a little frills around the side. When you're talking about shittas, you can also deal with side things, you deal with ikka things. The Lavan was a yichud in Klal Yisrael's Metzias that Lavan's Mida was so clearly opposite Yaakov's. Esav was a son of Yaakov. Yaakov was Ish Vaholim, and Lavan was and Esav was Ish Sada. So they were different and they were antagonistic. There was a sharpness of the Hefech and the Etzem Mida. The Etzem Mida of Yaakov is Emes. The Etzem Mida of Lavan is Sheker. And the fact that each one is the Etzem Astir to the other, and the only thing that Lavan could have wanted from Yaakov is to be Oikas HaKoyl. Without being Oikas HaKoyl, then Lavan doesn't exist, and vice versa. That's the Yichud of this Nekud. That's what the Maral said. Okay, tomorrow will be the last day, Mitzvah.